This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ah! It's Monday. It's time for a little all right. Oh, no! I got a couple all rights I want to give out. First off, Goran Dragic. Farewell game. Happy for Gogi. Awesome right. Send-off. As Josh Richardson said... He said, didn't realize that Goran Dragic was as popular in Slovenia as D-Wade was in Miami. It was a cool sight.
All right.
Also, the Washington Commanders trying to right a wrong because they screwed the pooch the last time around.
Two times.
They are going to give Sean Taylor an actual statue. Now, mind you, the last time they did this, they finagled it with some words where they said memorial, and everybody thought it was going to be a statue, and it turned out to be basically something that looked like an ad for the team shop. So congrats. You're finally getting it right and honoring Sean Taylor in the right way. Good on Magic Johnson, beefing with Anthony Edwards, by the way. Magic Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
They're beef. We have beef. So there's that. My oh no!
Oh no!
Goes to Florida State. Long back! Long flight back from Ireland! Please don't lose this week, Canes. I want to be able to peacock for a little bit more.
That's all you want to do.
Leroy, what do you got?
So my all right is Friday. I told you I went to the...
the Korean barbecue.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Hey, right. Let me tell you something.
Did you eat
prior? Oh, my God. Tell us. How good was it?
Did you eat before? So, what did you eat before? Because you were questioning, should you...
No, dude. I got there. I was starving.
Nice.
So, they bring the food out, right? And then we got chicken. We got some beef. And Rebecca loves pork belly. Right? So Fonz, you know, he took the reins and he cooking up everything and whatever. It was pretty good. Now, let me tell you something. It wasn't no vegetables, no rice,
wow.
No nut.
Amazing.
Just meat.
Meat?
Oh, my goodness. And then...
Meat happy hour?
Then, they had this little drink. You drink it in a little shot glass, right? Mm-hmm. Soju. That's what it's called.
Soju?
The it's chat like, actually made you, told you to try it.
Yeah.
So. How was it?
It
was
like
13.8%. You sip it out of a little shot glass, and it comes in a bottle like this. So it looked like a Japanese 40, right?
Uh-huh.
And you just pass it on. I'm like, oh, my goodness.
Sounds delightful.
Oh, it was. So I was happy. Like, I'm still caught up in, it wasn't cheap. And all they do is bring the food to you and you cook it. They just season it. So I was a little like, wow, we doing all the work. But I had, you know, I passed that on to Fonz. So I loved it. And then they had, at the end, fried cheesecake.
Oh.
Let me tell you something.
Never had.
I've been missing out on two things in my life: fried cheesecake, and fried Oreos. Like, how did I let this go on without? Like, y'all know I'm a foodie. I like food. How did I go this many years without experiencing this? Here's my old note.
Oh, no.
What happened after?
There are times in life where you make a stand against things that just are not right. And you fight and you stand on that hill and you fight like hell to the death.
Oh, you right? fell victim, didn't you?
So everybody comes in. Everybody was reasonably on time. Mm-hmm. I was very impressed. Oh. Sister-in-law birthday and everything. We all happy birthday, whatever. Let's eat, right? She got a purse. She put the purse down. I look over, I go, damn, that's a big ass purse. I see eyes.
Oh no. She put a pet.
Are you bleeping kidding me?
She brought a Scooby?
The dog was just kidding.
Oh man.
I'm like, at the restaurant? I'm like, I have had this fight for years.
And uncooked meat near it.
Right.
Ugh.
That's not the place of you taking.
I don't think I want to take a dog.
It was this big. It was a puppy.
You saw War of the Roses. You want pate?
I don't care. Like, come on, y'all know how I be talking about people and whatever.
But how old is a dog? Maybe like
6 weeks. She couldn't leave it at home. Right.
Yeah. Okay.
And I don't care.
You don't need to come.
Yeah, tell that dog to grow up, Peter Pan.
Come on, y'all.
The dog is crying.
Wait, this is almost like one of my public's complaints, right? Like, and then I'm taking a stand against this. And I look over in that bag and I say, Mel, is that eyes? Is that eyes?
Did it bark at all?
No!
Well, that's good. At least it was somewhat behaved, you know?
What about Yip?
He was too young! It's not the point! You know how much I fight against this!
Did the dog ever come out of the purse?
No!
Then, you know, it's not that bad.
I don't think he wants to be eating and seeing eyes looking at him through a purse, though.
Then it sounds like the dog would have been fine at home.
I think so.
Oh, no!
They have separation anxiety at that
age. It never fails, though.
Do they?
If you're the one that have a problem with something, one of your family members going to do it, right?
I don't think my dog has separation anxiety. Every time I come home, Sunny Bunny's like, it's like the first time. She's fine. Ooh, it's like a surprise every day.
No, hey, that's where I jumped off. We ain't getting no octopus. No.
Well, what if there's a hat trick at a Red Wings game?
Don't care. That's on the ice. I'm talking about people eating it.
J-Fig, what's your all right and oh no today?
Well, my all right was
time out. Jarrell, how you going to say I hate puppies? I got four dogs in my house. What are you talking about?
Well, technically, you were against a couple of them, weren't
minus
you?
Minus one.
No. What about Dre?
Having Dre.
Yeah. Well, yeah. He's it's going to take a while to get him to behave because
he snuck into your heart.
No. I guess. Whatever. But how you gonna say I hate puppies? I got a whole house full of animals. I got four turtles, four dogs. Like, what are you talking about? Had a squirrel.
Dr. Doolittle.
You didn't want the squirrel.
I didn't want the squirrel.
Nah, if you didn't want the squirrel wouldn't be there. You wanted that squirrel.
I said it. I didn't say I didn't want the squirrel. I'm saying we tried to save the squirrel.
J-Fig, what do you got?
Thanks. Wait, we still giving RIPs to Ricky, right?
A legend.
Every time he's mentioned, he gets an RIP, okay? Yes.
Ricky, of course, the
he was a legend.
Leroy's pet squirrel that lived for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It was a great 2 weeks, okay? I still remember them.
He thought the curtains were a tree.
Yes, yeah.
Legend, okay? This weekend was my dad's birthday, so my all right goes to him.
All right. Oh, is this birthday when?
Papa Figueroa.
Saturday or Sunday?
It was Saturday, the 24th, yeah.
Yeah, my mom's birthday is on the 25th.
Okay. So, yeah, we went to celebrate him and everything was good. Mm-hmm. Papa Fig was happy, so my all right goes to him.
All right.
My oh no goes to people in casinos that don't know how to behave.
Oh, no.
Who doesn't know how to behave?
Wait.
Hey,
which type
I just
of people?
Saw a video. I saw a video. Two dudes, a guy was.
Oh, that was the MGM, wasn't it?
Was, I don't know. I think so.
I think it was at the MGM.
Yeah.
I haven't seen a brawl like that since John Jones, Daniel Cormier.
Well, two guys jumped one dude, and they was both on the ground.
Oof.
Oh, I saw that fight where three dudes attacked one guy, and that one guy beat the hell out of him.
Woo! Yeah.
And one of them was standing on the ground waiting for the guy to punch him.
Apparently. Yeah.
You say people don't know how to behave.
Oh, man, that's a bad look. So you're when your woman has to jump on you like Herb Dean to stop the fight.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Oh, man, he took out everybody.
Stop it, baby. Stop. He kicking your ass.
See, I'm happy that you brought that up. Because that just changed my oh no.
Well, my oh no was because I firsthand witnessed something like this weekend like that. But, oh my.
Look, and then they said the chick that jumped on her man broke his nose then.
Yep, I saw that. And then, he's leaking like a faucet. You'll see the red. We can break this down tomorrow. We don't have much time.
Listen, women have caused more fights than anything.
That was my own.
Don't jump in.
That was my own.
Don't jump in.
That was my own. No. That's my own. My own no is women that get their boyfriends and husbands beat up. There was a lady, intangible, who was upset that a tangible couple were getting first class treatment at a hotel that they have a ridiculous amount of points for. Because they were being taken care of first, the intangible lady caused the scene. Her husband kind of walked away. The intangible lady decided to jump and attack the tangible man.
Oh, man.
Tangible man, he's a giant. Can't hit the woman, the lady. So what does he do? He takes out his frustration on her man.
Yeah.
Oh no!
I think he's still asleep right now.
Oh my goodness!
He knocked him out for 8 minutes, bro.
Whoa! That ain't the smelling salts.
He knocked him out and looked at you. Caused this, and that's the reason why that man did not deserve the ass whooping he got.
But you feel obligated to protect the honor of your woman, and then next thing you know, you.
You sleeping now.
Sleeping on the corner sucking your thumb.
You see
and
that?
It don't matter how big the dude is. You just say, babe, stop. He's a giant.
He's a giant.
She don't stop because you know why? Because they know they can't get hit.
Giant mouth.
So they just full attack.
But what made you think to go attack that man? That man wasn't even bothering you. You just upset. Yeah, and her man now is sleeping toothless. My all right.
Oh, he
that
lost
was my,
teeth?
That was oh no.
No.
Listen, he was asleep. Asleep. Wow. When you get punched and you go night-night,
So that was your oh no?
That was my oh no. My all right, Aaron Judge.
All right.
Oh, my God. 51.
He's reaching bond level now. Like, it's to the point. It's either
possible.
It's reaching bond level. Because he's also batting .333.
Wow.
See, what's going to happen, though, is at the end, they'll be cowards. Then they won't pitch to him.
I would hope so.
They did that to Barry. They did that to Barry, and they'd slip up with one pitch that was close.
It's getting
and he hit a home run.
It's getting to that level right now with Aaron Judge. Like, if he's only going to see that one pitch, you better make sure that one pitch gets by him, because if not, it's going 400 feet.
So. He's awesome. He's having a great year. By the way, shout out to the Conine family once again. Griffin Conine's going to make his Marlins debut, gets the call-up. So congratulations to Mr. Marlin and the Conine family. And that's our show for today, everybody. We will talk to you rascals tomorrow.